This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The Elite season is in full force now with the Power Pole Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River. And how cool was it to see it all right from the beginning on Thursday? Next week, we'll have the complete results plus a visit with our champ from this week. And that's going to be a bit of a trick since by this time next week, well, the fellows will be chasing spots and maybe a few largemouths on Lake Lanier north of Atlanta. And speaking of Lanier, we're going to take a peek ahead to that with BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens Pro Trevor Prince, who is born and raised in North Georgia and knows a thing or two about Lanier. Trevor is in the leadoff role today. After that, Bass CEO Bruce Aiken with our own State of the Union, or let's call it the State of BASS. Well, certainly after an offseason of change, Bass and its sponsors are looking forward to a great year and a classic just over a month away. And finally, for many of you around southern reservoirs, this is the time of year to be building and sinking man-made structures. A guy that knows something about that is my friend Jake Davis of Mid-South Bass Guys. Jake is the Bass Tennessee Conservation Director as well and has spent a decent amount of time lately building and setting structures. So let's learn something. Grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's an opening week edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trey Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now an opportunity, you know, we know that the guys are in the midst of fishing right now at the St. John's as the season has gotten started for the Bassmaster Elites. But next week, they go to Lake Lanier in North Georgia. Now, I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to fish with Trevor Prince, who is an up-and-coming stick out in North Georgia. He's a guy from Blue Ridge, which is an area that I absolutely love. My wife and I spent a lot of time in Blue Ridge, but he knows Lanier as well. He is a BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens angler, and he joins us now. Trevor, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
You know, the guys are down there in Florida. You and I had a chance to fish together at the Harris Chain on day two of the tournament down there, and it was your first experience really in Florida, I believe, right?
It was, and it was. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot. I'm really looking forward to going back next year.
We had Whitney Stevens on last week, and he was talking about his 57 pounds he caught in 2 days. And I expected that he was doing something like totally different than what we were doing. And there he was. He was in Eustis, like we were in Eustis. He was fishing isolated weed, beds offshore, just like we were doing, using similar lures, just like us. It's just a matter of running into that active school. It is,
and that's what, looking back, I wish we had slowed down more and taken our time and, picked apart the places a little bit better. Because, he was really close to us, I found out later. But, and that was an incredible weight that he had, too. Congratulations to him again.
You had one of those. You had that 5-pounder on day two, and, you just had to catch them all like that. I think that would have been the deal. I mean, if they were all like that, then we'd have been a
dream day, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them maybe sliding over to the back of the boat, and it would have been a wonderful thing.
That would have been great. I wish you'd won, too.
That would have been good. But in any event, let's talk a little bit about next week when the guys come up to North Georgia and fish Lanier. I mean, first of all, for the guys that aren't in a situation where they can stop and repack, what a crazy deal this will be, packing for the St. John's River and then turning around and fishing at Lanier. I would think, totally different gear that you're going to be running at Lanier than you're going to run at the St. John's.
Yes, I would say so also, and it's totally different from what they came from. But in a good way, the weather doesn't affect North Georgia fish nearly as much as other places. And with the rain coming in, it's going to put a lot of the largemouth into play, as well as the big spotted bass down the lake. So
yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think we think Lanier, we think spots. First of all, the spots themselves, it seems like Lanier has changed over the last few years. Is that in large part due to the blue herring? Has this become a herring lake?
It is, definitely. They're bigger and larger and more plentiful than ever. I mean, if most tournaments are won there at 18 to 20 pounds of spots, mm-hmm. So.
And talk about targeting them and finding these blue heron schools, because it's, some people, I know I talk with Davey Height about it all the time, and he says, it's great for the lakes because the fish are bigger. But on the other side of it, they're harder to pattern because they could be anywhere. I mean, anywhere there's a school of herring, you got to find the herring to find the fish.
True, but I mean, this time of the year, they're kind of predictable. They're usually in the moorings, they're in the ditches down the lake. And then later in the day, they move out into the timber. Those are the most stable fish on Lanier, always the 30 to 50 foot fish out in the timber. And that's where most of the tournaments are won. But why I'm kind of excited about this Lanier tournament is with all the rain, it's going to put a lot more largemouth into play. And a lot of the spots are going to move up shallow and be able to be caught on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, et cetera.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that wouldn't have been players before in this tournament are going to be players now. So
you wonder, is that going to create confusion for some of these guys that went down there and maybe practiced a few weeks ago? I know some of the guys I talked to doing just what you said. They were catching fish in 50 feet of water. And all of a sudden they might say, "Ooh, wait a minute, a little square-billed crankbait maybe, in the back of a creek. This might be the way to go." Do you see blended bags, or do you see guys that are going to go after spots and guys that are going to go after largemouth?
I'm going to see guys doing both things. I have to say, usually the largemouth won't hold up for 4 days, though, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So you're going to have a guy that's on a little bit of both. But Lanier has some really nice largemouth in it, you know, some really game-changer largemouth in it. So,
yeah. If you're fishing that deep timber like you're talking about, give us a little technique of the week type of deal. You know, what are some of the techniques? Because when you get that deep and you're, if you're drop shotting or doing something like that, it might take a little more weight than, you know, than drop shotting in 18 feet.
Right, exactly. But a lot of guys will go, well, they don't usually go heavier than a half ounce weight still on their drop shot. But then, you know, spoons will come into play, big 3/4 ounce spoons, big jigs. Some guys even throw jerk baits over the top of it and such as that. There's not a whole lot you can do that deep, of course, though. So, but
yeah, well, yeah, Trevor Prince.
Fishhead spins, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
Right, right, right. Trevor Prince with us, North Georgia Pro. By the way, he runs a beautiful Phoenix boat, and, of course, our studios are right down the street from the Phoenix plant. And, man, that thing, you know, we get running across the open water there, Lake Harris and Lake Eustis, and, man, that Phoenix just runs awfully nice, man.
Yeah, it's a wonderful ride, and I'm really proud to have it. It's actually my favorite boat I've ever had. So
yeah, and they fish really well too. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, and when you get somebody like Gary Klaus, when you get a fisherman that is, you know, owning the company, you're going to get a scenario where a boat fishes like a fisherman would have it fish. You know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and Gary Klaus is going to be at Lanier, so we're pulling for him. So
Yeah, all the Phoenix guys will be pulling for Gary, you know what I mean, to come in second right behind them is what probably
exactly.
That they would want. Getting back to Lanier and what you expect there, give us some weight predictions. I mean, what do you think in a four-day deal, you know, what do you think we're looking at weight-wise for these guys?
Now, the first 2 days you're going to see some big weights come into play, probably 18 to 20, low 20s maybe, and then it's going to fall off. I think a steady 15, 16-pound bag a day will have you in the top five. So.
All right, so if we're talking about this, 36, 30, 60, you say somewhere mid-60s, you think, maybe somewhere in that range maybe?
Yeah, somewhere, you know, if everything lines up right. I like the weather. It's stable. It's not much change to it unless, you know, the forecast changes between now and then. So
yeah. Now, you know, we talked about largemouth and a possibility of them being active as well. Talk about the way spots spawn versus the way largemouth spawn. This will be pre-spawn, but, you know, you talk about fish that are maybe on the move. We've also had some warm weather just recently. There's going to be a little cold snap and some rain as well. But talk about how these fish are different in the way they spawn versus largemouth going up into as shallow water as possible.
Well, especially on Lanier, the spots will just pull right. If they're out on the main lake and there's a little rocky ledge there, they'll pull right up there and spawn. Mm-hmm. They don't really travel far. If there's a little nook on Lanier with some weeds or grass or a little hard spot or sand, they'll just pull right into there and spawn when they're ready. Largemouth travel a little bit more into the backs of the creeks, and the spots are super aggressive during the spawn. Lanier's a blast when the spots are bedding.
Do you expect to see good numbers? Well, we see a lot of limits.
Yes. Yeah, I would expect to.
Yeah.
But a lot of 10 to 12 pounds is going to be kind of standard. The guys, you know, get a little bit above that are going to do well.
All right, finally, for the guys that are out there with the fantasy fishing, give me a couple of names. Do you think it has to be a guy that's from that region, a spotted bass type guy? Give me a couple of names that you might be looking at when they get there.
Let's see. Hank Cherry usually does good on lakes like this. Jake Whitaker, of course, he's fishing.
Yeah, I like Whitaker.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it has to be a guy like that? Do you think it has to be a guy that has experience on a blue heron type lake and a spotted lake, or could it be somebody that we're not even thinking of?
That's what I'm saying, the crankbait bite, you know, that could open it up. You know, Bill Lowen could come out and smoke this thing. But, and you've got a couple of the guys that, you know, fished at Carter's last fall, so if they were able to catch fish at Carter's, they can catch fish at Lanier, guaranteed. Yeah. So
there you go. All right, Trevor Prince has been our guest. BassPro.com, Bassmaster Opens Pro. Trevor, we'll see you at Chickamauga. And in the meantime, enjoy that beautiful part of the country that you're in, and I appreciate you doing this today.
Oh, I really, really enjoyed it. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. All right, there you go, Trevor Prince. All right, coming up next, a little State of Bass deal. We'll do that with Bruce Aiken, the CEO of BASS. He is coming up next right here. Bassmaster Radio. And the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com. And visit lakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. I want to thank Trevor Prince, pro from North Georgia, helping us out with next week's event. Of course, as we said, the boys are at the St. Johns River as we speak, as things have gotten started in the Bassmaster Elite, the Power Pole Bassmaster Elite at the St. Johns River. It is being contested right now. And coming up in the next segment, Captain Jake Davis will join us, and we're going to talk about how you build those structures, those man-made structures, and where the strategic places are to put them. They just went through a project where they put some 750 of those out, and it's a kind of an interesting thing, especially when you talk about how to fish a lot of those man-made structures as well. So that's coming up as well. But right now, as I said, the state of bass address, if you will, with the man himself, the CEO of BASS, Bruce Aiken, joins us. Bruce, welcome in. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Kind of getting over a little crud now, but back to getting back to normal. It's that time of year.
Well, you wonder how much of that is all this changeable weather we've had throughout the Mid-South, and how much of it is the excitement for the new Elite Series season, which is finally underway after all that conversation, everything that went on in the fall. They're out there, they're at it, and it's, you know what it is? It's a Bassmaster Elite tournament. That's exactly what it is.
That's right. It's game time, game on. Yeah. And we've already got our people down there today and, you know, of course, the rest of the week. And I'll be down over the weekend. And so looking forward to it. I think it'll be a slugfest. I got a text from Zona this morning, and he said it's going to be, they're going to be whacking them big down there this week. So I think it's just about spawn time.
Yeah, and, you know, so much excitement, too, about the expanded coverage of Bassmaster Live. That's all part of the expanded footprint of the media for the Elite Series this year. And we kind of saw a little bit of it and how it would look when they did the Bass Brawl last week. And that was a tremendous thing. And it's going to be – it's really interesting to see the way Live has evolved. And it's so many more cameras now out there and complete coverage of all the guys that will make the Sunday top 10. It's really good.
Yeah, we've been, you know, just doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We added Thursday this year. We plan to do that all along. We've added cameras. We usually have four or five the first couple of days and six, or the Friday and then six Saturday and Sunday. This year we'll have six Thursday and Friday and then 10 Saturday and Sunday. So they'll be on all 10 competitors on Sunday, and then we'll be Skyping others in and out. So that Skype is really, you know, enhanced live a good bit, and we'll just utilize it more and more as we go. And if we can find them with cell service, we'll get on them.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, too, about the response for this year's tour from the great sponsors, because, you know, when you look at the list, it's Toyota, it's Berkeley, it's, you know, Abu Garcia, Yamaha, all of the same Nitro, you know, all of the same folks that have been involved with Bass over the years. And it seems like there's a lot of excitement from the great sponsors that support this tour.
Yeah. You know, the loyalty is really there. You know, everybody from sponsors to fans are pulling for Bass to succeed another 50 years or 100 years, yeah, or whatever. And you know, I just saw the Yamaha folks, just talked to the PowerPoint. Power Pole people have been in touch with the Johnson Outdoors people, and they're really excited to get going and, you know, really stepped up and renewed their support, and they're ready to go. They keep reminding us that we're still the big game in town, and even if they're spending a little bit over on the other side. So
yeah,
we're pumped. We're ready to go. We've really appreciated all that support, because without them, we couldn't do what we do with all the coverage.
Yeah, and it was fantastic to see all the guys, all the elites go through, I call it the car wash there in Little Rock, Arkansas at JM Studios, where, you know, there was a lot of coverage and a lot of different things that they did. And you know what we're finding out is there's some great personalities out there. There's some guys that have been hiding in the weeds that haven't had that microphone or that camera put in front of them yet, that are really, really good. And I think that's going to be part of the excitement of this year.
Yeah, it won't take long for fans and everybody to get to know these guys. They've been competing for years. It's not like they're totally rookies. Even the ones that came through college, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but out of the 75 competitors this year, 15 came through the college ranks, which we sort of, you know, helped create all that. And so, you know, 20% of the field came through college, and it's, you know, pretty evident, you know, what that's doing to change the game, too. You know, these guys grew up on electronics and, you know, very familiar with them and fishing and, you know, the opportunities. Like in college, they've been all over the country already. It's not like they've just been in local tournaments, guys in the opens, you know, guys coming over from the other league. They've got a great mix this year. I think for the first time in years or maybe ever, the median age is under 40 on our circuit.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, as one who fishes the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series, I'm just stunned at the amount of talent that is out there that's just battling to get into the elites, and you can just see how much great talent that there is, whether they came through the college program or not. There are just tremendous fishermen out there that are all now vying 200 guys in each of these open events to try and get a little piece of that action as well.
Yeah, on that note, we're already full for the first several opens, college, high school. I think just about every tournament that we've started signups for, we're full and have waiting lists on them. And so that's a good testament, I think, to the, you know, to all the series that we have, the amateurs, the opportunities we have for people that, you know, get out there and shine. And I'm looking forward to this year, seeing, you know, a lot of these guys I don't know. Several of them I've heard about and have been, you know, told, hey, look out. You know, they're for real good sticks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Bruce Aiken with the CEO of Bassmaster. All right, the Classic 49 is coming up. A fantastic venue in Knoxville. I know it's going to be a wonderful Classic. But let's address the elephant in the room. You know, a lot of guys that are going to be competing in the Classic are guys that qualified through last year's Elite Series. Many of those are not on the Elite Series this year. How do you feel the reception for all of that will be? And, you know, in terms of how these guys are with the, you know, with the rest of the crew from Bass?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be great. You know, we have a saying at Bass, always with Bass class, and we expect everybody to be professional. We expect, you know, those that have gone on to another, you know, stage in life to be equally, you know, professional. And, you know, we expect to be one of the best classics we've had, really, you know, attendance-wise and otherwise. You know, the venue is spectacular with everything downtown and on campus there. And I think it's the first time we've ever had that. And so, you know, we'll show up. We'll do a, you know, great job. We'll feed those that, you know, have made it. And honor our commitment to them and theirs to us. And I was kidding somebody. I said, well, you know, this will be last year that they don't have to go work the expo every day. Because, you know, from now on, they'll get to work at 3 days. So, but anyway, that's just an inside joke there. So it's always the dreaded having to work the classic on the Sunday.
Well, some of those guys, yeah. But it's only dreaded because they're not fishing for the championship. It's not dreaded because I will say this, all of our guys love meeting the fans and going into booths and representing their sponsors.
Absolutely. And we're going to do a couple of things along those lines at the classic as well for the new elites this year, or for the elite field. We'll have a meet the elites on Friday before we open the expo. We're going to have them in the live well. They'll be on live. You've probably seen some of the things we've been doing to promote and to, you know, let people meet the elites and get to know them. You know, we've got the big bass, big stage, big dreams, videos and clips and, you know, profiles of the anglers, and they've been well received. You know, we've had over, you know, double social media following January this year versus last year. Right. So we're pumped. We're ready to go.
Has there been a decision made yet on where live will originate from? Classic Live. Last year was in the arena. In past years, sometimes it's been at the expo. Where are we expecting to see the live crew this year?
We'll be back to the expo this year. There's so much excitement it brings to the expo, and we decided that's the place it should live.
Yeah, no, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I joked with some of the guys, I don't know if this might actually happen, but it is so close from the ramp where they'll take out at the Volunteer Landing there over to the Thompson Bowling Arena. Are the guys just going to stay with their boat? I mean, yeah, just drive them right down the street like a parade, man, and bring them right to the arena.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that, so we might.
Now, you know, last thing I got to ask you, and I'll ask it because I know the listeners are saying, are you going to ask them about Classic 50? I know that you can't tell us. You'd have to kill me if you told me. But let me ask you this. Has the decision been made, and when will the rest of the fishing world find out where Classic 50 will be?
Yes, the decision has been made, and we've, you know, got it signed up, and we'll let Knoxville have the spotlight on this one, and then after it, probably a couple of weeks after the Classic, we'll be announcing it.
I thought maybe you'd do like
this will be great.
I thought you'd do like the Olympics. You know what I mean? How they, at the end of the Olympics, they then hand off the fishing rod to the next the next city. You know what I mean?
That's not a bad idea.
What a great place to make the announcement, right? Right there on the stage, you make the announcement. The next year, join us in, and boom! You know, everybody has to stay to find out and go nuts. It might be a thing to do.
So. We may just do that. That way, we won't have to answer the question for 2 weeks after the Classic.
Plus, you have your big crowd. I mean, where is there a bigger crowd than Sunday at the Classic, right? So it'd be fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. I think that you just did this so that you could sit around and watch Bassmaster Live all day on Thursday and Friday. But in any event, enjoy your time down there, and I appreciate you taking some time with us.
Okay, Tom. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Bruce Aiken joining us there. He is the CEO, of course, of BASS. And everybody is stoked, not only for the Classic, but for the Elite Series this upcoming year. I haven't been this stoked for a new season in a long, long time. I know I'm fired up about it as well. All right. When we come back, Captain Jake Davis will join us. We'll talk in artificial structures next. How do you make them? Where do you put them? And how do you fish them? We'll do that right after this. Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trey Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water, and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play, or sail, or simply behold. This is where champions fish, and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new, improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to Bassmaster.com/digital. Digital. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now. Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And, of course, the boys are at it right now as the 2019 Bassmaster Elite Series is underway up on the St. John's River. But it gives us a chance to catch up on a few other things as well. And for many around the country, and if you're not in Florida, basically, and if you're on a reservoir that gets drawn down quite a bit, the lakes are at some real low levels. And you can kind of see some of the brush piles and some of the artificial reefs and things like that have been put in these lakes. And, you know, I got to thinking, you know, why not do a segment on how these things are built, where they're placed, why they're placed, what's the difference between, you know, using natural ones and using ones that are man-made and so on. So who better to talk to than my good buddy, Captain Jake Davis from Mid-South Bass Guides, and also now Bass's Tennessee Conservation Director, and he joins us here on the show today. Jake, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good today. Doing good. We're just out here. We're going to do some fishing here and talk a little habitat and structure with you.
Yeah, where's my Christmas tree? By the way, I mean, I know you guys scooped my Christmas tree up in like 10 minutes from the time I put it out on the street. You scooped up my Christmas tree, and I don't even know where it is. Do I get the coordinates or anything on that?
Well, you know, that could be the penalty here for not, you know, for being, you know, the host of Bassmaster Radio and just throwing a Christmas tree out on the street. We're going to penalize you and not give you the grid coordinates where we put your tree.
That was bad. That was a bad job by me, for sure. It was pretty funny, though. I got a good chuckle out of it. Your bandits came by and snatched that thing up in a hurry, and I know it got in the lake. But let's talk a little bit. First of all, Talk to us about the difference between putting natural structures in there, these Christmas trees that we talked to and other kinds of brush pile and so on that you would put in versus the man-made materials and what makes the best, you know, kind of a man-made type of structure that people want to put in a lake.
Tom, there's probably four or five different theories of thought out there, okay? But the most significant one, when we start talking the difference between natural, you know, your Christmas trees, your cedar trees, hardwoods versus the PVC structures like the Georgia cube, it's a 5x5 cube that's 4 foot tall with corrugated black pipe around it with PVC. A lot of people do different things with that, weaving in and out. You know, the thing about the man-made PVC or corrugated pipe stuff, whether it's the spider blocks or the Georgia cube, is it's permanent. Yeah. For the most part, it's going to be permanent. It's going to last forever. Where with the Christmas trees, you know, we get 3, maybe 4 years out of them, and then all of a sudden you end up with just one little stake sitting there. And that one little, you know, the stem of the Christmas tree will last, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years. Then you got a block.
Yeah.
And it's a repeat effort to have to put that stuff out. I'm not saying it's not worth doing it. It is, because, you know, across the country, one of the easiest things to do in a lot of, you know, conservation directors, we sort of dubbed it this year with bass, Christmas for fishes.
Yeah.
And that's where we just collected up all the extra Christmas trees from around the cities and the neighborhoods. Virginia kicked it off in North Carolina. They did a big project out in Missouri and in Arkansas, basically the places with the Highland reservoirs, you know, just collecting all the Christmas trees up and taking them out because they do work. You know, they are worth putting out there, even though it's a short term, not a 10 or 15 year deal. You know, you can extend the natural stuff like if you got a hardwood tree, say somebody cuts down a maple or an oak tree.
Right.
That will last years. I mean, it'll last 15, 20 years if it stays underwater. And that's the key with the natural wood products, whether it's pine, you know, Christmas trees or hardwoods or bamboo. We use a bunch of bamboo here in Tennessee everywhere. And a bamboo lasts in just an extremely long time compared to most natural woods. We're getting, you know, 10 to 15 years out of it. But as long as it stays submerged, if you get into a big drawdown, you know, you want to make sure you got it out there in that deeper water.
Yeah. Captain Jake Davis with us here talking a little bit about man-made structures and natural structures. And this is something that's foreign to a lot of us who grew up around natural lakes. And I know you're originally from Michigan and I'm from upstate New York. We never had to worry about this. We had grass, you know, we had grass lines and clumps and fields and those types of things. But a lot of these reservoirs are almost barren, and it's amazing how quickly some of these structures that you'll put in the lake, whether it's man-made or otherwise, we'll get into what those things look like, you know, after a few years. But it is amazing how the fish will you know, populate around these things.
Well, and it's just something to draw the cover, okay? And most people and most biologists, we're going to tell you that Christmas tree out there is not going to produce more fish. Okay, it's not there to produce fish or recruit, you know, to dramatically enhance the recruitment of fish. It's there to give them cover, someplace to just relax. It's easier eating because you'll get the smaller fish around them. You get the insects around them. It may help a little bit with an increase. The shallow cover increases the recruitment of bluegill and crappie. You know, and a lot of people say, well, you put all them Christmas trees out there, that's for crappie fishermen. Okay, if you guys believe that, stay away from my Christmas tree.
Right, there you go.
Because, you know, the bass will eat them crappie. And if you look at lakes like Gunnersville, Chickamauga, Real Foot out in West Tennessee, even over in Arkansas, if you look at Darnell and Ouachita, lakes that have in Millwood that have huge crappie populations, they have some huge bass in them. Well, crappie, bluegill, and your gizzard shad are probably your best food sources to grow big bass.
Yeah.
Okay, whether it's the northern strain or the southern or the Florida strain, that's your best food source for bass.
Now, talk to us about how you build one of the man-made structures, whether it's PVC, rigid PVC, or the spider block type deal with the flexible PVC. Just talk about how you build, because part of this is fishing this stuff, and you don't want to create a bunch of hang-ups. You know, it's just got to be something that you can fish and that, you know, that you can, you know, effectively get a bait through.
And, you know, and that comes into the complexity of it. When we're talking about the spider box, basically all that is, Tom, is it's a 12-inch block, and you're going to take a 4-inch piece of corrugated black pipe in a 3-inch, and that will shove down inside of there. Now, what you need to do first is mix some concrete and put it in that hole, and then shove your pipe in there, and that way the pipe stays in that hole.
Right.
It makes them extremely heavy. No one's going to drag them off. Crankbaits come through that spider block real easy. You're not going to hang up a lot of jigs on it or anything. Where you run into the hang-ups is when you start talking about a bunch of Christmas trees or a bunch of wood.
Right.
Then you get guys wanting, you know, they're going to hang up in it. But that's a hazard of fishing.
Yeah.
How many times have you and I been on the water and we said, oh, if you ain't fishing the junk, you ain't fishing.
Right, right. If you're not getting hung, you're not there to fish. If you're not getting hung, that's for sure. Captain Jake Davis with us talking about these things. What does a man-made structure look like in year two or year five? I mean, do they get covered with moss and then start to have that growth?
They will get covered with just slimy moss that the bluegill come in there and eat or shad will come in and eat. It creates plankton. You know, that's what your smaller fish feed on. Now, you know, the side effect this is, and I'm going to step back a little bit. We said that this doesn't, you know, the habitat we're putting in the lake, we don't want people thinking that it's going to, you know, dramatically increase recruitment.
Right.
It's inherently going to, because if you get fry that have a food source and got some cover and they can survive a little bit longer and get a little bit bigger, the bigger they get, the more chances they have for survival. So that's where the Christmas trees and the more dense cover comes in. Even with the man-made stuff, with the Georgia cubes, if you look at a lot of them, the corrugated pipes wound in there in circles, and the fry can get inside the pipe, or they got places to hide and get away from, to keep from getting eaten by a bigger fish. In most cases,
yeah.
And that'll inherently help the lake out, or the system out, I should say, whether it's a lake or a reservoir system. That'll help a long way down the road.
Now we know that a lot of people will do this stuff themselves, and they create their own little honey holes. Oh, I sunk a bit bush over here, and I did this over there, and so on. And that's fine, but is that legal? I mean, do you have to get permission generally? I mean, I know you can't speak for all the states.
You are supposed to get permission.
Yeah.
Yes. In Tennessee, dealing with the, when we're talking about the reservoir lakes in Tennessee, or even, the reservoir lakes in Arkansas, you have to go through the ownership of that lake. And the ownership in Tennessee, for the most part, is the TVA and the TWRA. And we went through an extensive planning on where to put these things based upon the type of structure it was to make sure you're not going to impede any kind of traffic on the lake or cause any kind of hazards that are not marked.
Well, and typically, do you go based on full pool? Are you looking at sloping points, inside edges of creeks, and so on? What are the areas that you look for most prominently to put one of these little farms? Because you're not going to just drop one. I would think typically you might drop several in a particular area.
Yeah, well, when we're using Christmas trees, we dropped anywhere from 10 to 20 in an area the size of an average living room.
Right.
You know, a 15 by 30 foot space. You'll drop a bunch of them in an area. The things we looked at when we were planning on the lakes around here is the seasonal routes and paths of the fish, the habits of the fish. You know, you got a long point that goes up alongside of a creek channel, and that creek leads up into a spawning flat. You're going to want to put, three or four places in them to have some place to stop and hang out and eat, whether it's on the way up to spawn or on the way out, and get into that post-spawn area. Guys need to think of the fish are going to start up in the spring in the shallow for the most part, where they're going to spawn at, and then think about how they get back out there to the ledges or their seasonal habitat route that goes back out that a lot of us call a bass highway. It could be an old creek channel winding through the lake. You may want to put some on the outside of that creek channel bend. If there's a shallow area, a shelf area that they'll move up on and feed, put some cover up there, where they can just ambush prey a lot easier. Hmm. And that'll, allow for the recoup of the fish, from the spawning type stuff.
Right.
Now, one of the things we looked at around here was okay, where do most of our tournaments go out of? You know, if we look down the street from our houses, a lot of the tournaments go out of the Winchester City Park. So what we did there, where the bass get released at, going all the way out to the deep water and around the point there that you can see now that the water is down, we've gone out there and we've placed structure all the way around that going back out to the main lake.
Yeah.
That way fish got, you know, the bass got an area to follow. They can hold up there for a day or two and rest and relax and got some cover after being, you know, drug around all day long in the live wells. They've got some cover to go to and stay protected and just relax and give them, you know, something natural to hang around, and then they'll recoup and they'll go out. We looked at a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, fascinating stuff with Captain Jake Davison. And in most cases, you can go to your state's website, conservation site, and so on, and find on your lake where these things are as well. Jake, I appreciate you so much. It's great to kind of get a little bit of the background as to how this all works. And as I say, well, folks can find out more.
There's a lot of information out there, Tom. If guys will go out to the bass, the BASS Conservation Facebook page.
Yeah.
If they'll go out there, there's Gene puts a lot of good information out there, and Robert Montgomery and the guys, they post some good articles out there about what's going on and some great information on how to build these things.
Always a pleasure. Captain Jake Davis has been our guest. Jake, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. You too. That's Captain Jake Davis. All right, we'll come back and wrap this one up right after this. Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning right from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. Of course, the Classic Expo is a bucket list thing for all outdoorsmen and will take place at the convention center at the site of the World's Fair. You're not going to want to miss this one. By the way, when you're at Bassmaster.com, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well.
individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with Mercury 175 Pro XS motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. You can also enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trait Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package that includes a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150 and two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman Warehouse, Seaguar, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. Next up is the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Lanier, February 14th through 17th. Then the BassPro.com Central Open number one is at Toledo Bend, February 20th through 22nd. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series at Lake Norman is presented by Bass Pro Shops, and that is February 21st through the 23rd. Then the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Eastern Open is in Anderson, South Carolina on Lake Hartwell, March 2nd. So if you are interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is open right now for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Visit Bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.